definition, wet pieces of curdled milk. Huh? Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. A tornado rips through southeastern Mississippi overnight. There are injuries and damage. Hundreds of thousands are without power in the South, and it is hot, says National Weather Service meteorologist Marty Rausch.
The highest temperatures are over southern and western Texas. High heat indices extend into Louisiana as well, even though the high temperatures will be only in the 90s, but the heat indices will be very high as well due to the humidity.
Weekend shootings leave seven dead and dozens injured nationwide. St. Louis Police Chief Robert Tracy on a deadly shooting there.
A 17-year-old female was possibly trampled coming down the stairs, running from the scene, and has serious injuries to her spine at this time.
Millions of people plan to celebrate Juneteenth today. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
This year, at least 28 states and the District of Columbia legally recognize Juneteenth as a public holiday. That means state government offices are closed and state workers have a paid day off.
CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
We'll be right back. This is 105.7 CFW.
Seven CFW.
Yeah. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
CFW. As much a part of the valley as Chaos Water Park and the Mabel Tainter Center for the Arts, this is 105.7 CFW, the Valley's fun music.
Forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, scattered showers and storms. We'll see a low around 62. Becoming sunny on your Monday, a high near 87. Mostly clear and low 60s Monday night. Tuesday, sunshine, a high near 88. Tuesday night, clear and 60. Sunshine and back to near 90 on Wednesday.
Currently, 66 degrees.
CFW. 5-7 CFW.
Walked away. as much a part of summer as a bottle of suntan lotion that's all goopy at the top because someone didn't clean it up before putting it away.
Someone's head is gonna roll.
105.7 CFW. CFW.
You
Barracuda.
You've been curious about putting together your own charcuterie board. You'll want to join the Craft Your Own Charcuterie class at the Liney Lodge. Northwoods Grazing will guide you through the delicious process, plus enjoy a drink of your choice. Crafting Charcuterie, Wednesday, June 21st at 6 p.m. Check the Liney's Facebook page for event information.
Music just as loud as it could.
1057 CFW.
Back on the train.
Your official station of summer. As the temperature goes up, make sure your volume knob does too. When you think summer, think 1057 CFW. The Valley's fun music.
Rain on your
when you're already late. A no smoking sign on your cigarette break. It's like 10,000 spoons when all you need is a knife. It's meeting the man of my dreams and then meeting his beautiful wife. And isn't it ironic? Don't you think? A little too ironic. And yeah, I really do think. It's like red.
CFW.
1057.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1100.